Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When my father started farming 75 years ago, one-third of our nation's population were farmers. Today, only 3% are farmers. An amazing transformation. Under President Roosevelt in the 30s and 40s, with the Depression and the World War, the federal government tried to help farmers. We had price supports and land set-asides in the 70s and the 80s. When I was Secretary of Agriculture, we began the process of backing away from government manipulation in favor of allowing the market to work. We've come a long way. When we write the farm bill this year, if we ever get it done, we will take another step away from government subsidies and control. Our farm subsidies have declined over the years. We're not the leader in this reform process, though. New Zealand is. New Zealand has the lowest level of government support of the developed countries at 1% of total farm income. Australia's subsidies are 3% of total farm income, with the United States at 4%. European farm subsidies have been coming down, but they are still high at 22%. The countries with a lot of reform ahead of them are South Korea, Japan, Norway, and a few others. They are at 47% of farm income coming from the government. Now, back to the United States. According to the Department of Agriculture, another surprising fact is that total cropland in the United States has decreased by 34 million acres between 2002 and 2007. And that's the lowest level of cropland in 65 years. But wait a minute. I thought we were cutting down the trees and plowing up the fields to grow corn for ethanol. The fact is that ethanol production has not resulted in expansion of crop acres at all. In addition, acres of grassland, pasture, and forest land has increased. The Renewable Fuels Association makes a point that it is ironic that the land use debate has fixated on biofuels when the actual culprit of land conversion has been urban sprawl. So we're not gobbling up fragile land to meet the demand for more crop production. We're growing more on less acres. Farming today has changed. It's not my grandfather's business anymore. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.